Serbia's 11-point win eliminated South Sudan from the Olympics. South Sudan needed either a win or a loss of less than 3 points to have moved to the next stage. South Sudanese basketball fans who spoke before the game were optimistic that the men's national basketball team would defeat Serbia in the game on Saturday, but that hope did not come true. Kizito Joseph was at the gymnasium at Nimra Talata looking forward to a South Sudan win.
What we are expecting is a win. This is the most important thing that we all want, for us just to win. But I'm sure these guys will make us proud. I trust them. We've watched their previous games on their friendlies. Though we lost the last game with America, it was fine though, but we had some slight mistakes. But I'm sure we are going to correct them all, and these guys will make us proud.
Sheba Quintos, another basketball fan, says she was not surprised by the Serbian team's performance.
I just came here to support my nation as a South Sudanese girl, so I'm be proud of them. So I wish them success to win the game, but the loser is a winner. When we are here, we are just expecting like they will win the game or they will lose the game.
As the pressure mounted during the second quarter, South Sudan supporters went mute as Serbia continued to hit three-point shots. Adao Makwei's hopes of victory faded.
The game was fair. I just wanted to win, for us to win, but it has ended that way. But there's no problem. Next time is there. We can win. What if we lose? We are still a South Sudanese by ourselves. You can win today and you can lose today. Next time is there. Let them come home and they will do better next time.
Simon Alor, a bright star diehard, couldn't control his tears after the last whistle. He says despite the loss, the Olympics game has positioned South Sudan, which has been an independent country for just 13 years, on the world map.
We really feel sorry, but we still have hope. We don't take this as something serious because our boys went far. It is not easy to reach where we reach. It takes for some African countries or some world to reach. It takes for them very many years to reach at where we reach. But for us, only 13 years, we met our names. They were so I'm very happy. Though we lost, we remain the giants of the Africa, the giants of the Nile, the bright stars. We still have that hope that next time, better. Today we lose, but next time we'll go for another game, so we'll win and we'll come back with the medals in South Sudan.
Another fan who only identified herself as Priscilla says South Sudanese should be appreciative and rally to support the team.
The boys played well, though they lose, and that's how game is. Either there's a loser and a winner. So we can't blame them why they lose the game. We have to appreciate them. We have to support them. Before them, they made us proud. For the first time, South Sudan been in the Olympics. That is something very good. We really appreciate them and we are happy for them.
Achuel Bangol, a basketball veteran, says people should not lose hope because the Olympic game was an eye-opener. He says Lol Deng, president of the South Sudan Basketball Federation, tried his best for basketball to thrive in the country.
Lul is doing a lot. He's not only supporting the national team, but he has already established nationwide basketball clinic. So in 5 years' time, it is not only players from abroad that are going to be playing, but also South Sudanese. And we might even influx a lot. We'll send a lot of youngsters to basketball sport scholarship. Already my son, whom I was training, and he was trained under Lul, the foundation is in US now. He's playing Division I basketball. And this is what I wouldn't afford, even if I have a lot of money like what in Africa.
Division 1 is the top level of university sports in the United States. Lual Deng and assistant coach Royal Ivy were not pleased with the outcome of the game, and they accused the referees of using different standards for the Bright Stars. Serbia qualified for the knockout round in Paris and will face Australia on Tuesday. South Sudan's elimination gives a chance for Greece to advance, since it had a better point differential than South Sudan over 3 group stage games. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.